Pastor Dr. W. F. Kumui.
Praise the Lord. You know, it's just wonderful to hear hallelujah from Otter. The Lord has been so wonderful. And you people of God here, you've been so exciting. I normally preach like maybe 1 hour, and I have to control myself. Otter makes you preach. Praise the Lord. And everything, every promise that we reach will be fulfilled in your life. The power of the Lord will break every yoke in your life in Jesus' name. And I want to really appreciate our ministers from all the various churches in the blocks of Cannes and PFN in particular, with all the ministers and the officers being with us. Not only that you are with us here tonight, in the publicity, in all the organization, you've been so very Pentecostally active. And the Lord bless all your efforts in Jesus' name. And all our sons and daughters, all our ministers and members in Deeper Life Bible Church, for you to open your heart, open your hand to welcome all the other churches standing for Christ. Wonderful. And I pray our unity together will be a blessing upon, not only upon the Awori land, not upon the Yewa only, upon the whole of Ogun State, upon the whole of Southwest, and the whole of Nigeria, and Africa and beyond, in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you tonight. The Lord open the windows of heaven and shower blessings upon everyone tonight, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you are our Father, our Creator, our Redeemer, the life changer. We're asking, Lord, that tonight you bless all your people with no one left out, in Jesus' name. Amen. Transformation. Amen. Great transformation. Amen. Total transformation. Amen. Wholesome transformation. Amen. Through Jesus Christ for everyone. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another amen. We're looking at Romans chapter 12, and I'm reading from verses 1, 2, and 3. Romans chapter 12, reading from verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Look at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Why? In the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, beseeching us. Well, because he wants us to do something. But what we hear, if we were to do nothing, arms down, mouth closed, eyes closed, and feet crossed, do nothing, there'll be no beseeching, there'll be no pleading, there'll be no asking, there'll be no begging of us, get something done. That's why it says, I beseech you. And so you are here tonight, so that you hear the pleadings of the Lord. You understand the pleadings of the Lord. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, The mercies of God are not to be taken for granted. He is merciful, he is loving, he is compassionate, he can do all things. Let him do what he wants to do, and then we'll just stay behind, we're relaxed, doing nothing. No. By those mercies of God, we're jolted into action. By those mercies of God, we're led to a decision. And it says that she present your bodies, a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. The body without the spirit is dead. The spirit, the body without the heart is dead. So if it were just the body, a dead body, like you know in the Old Testament, they brought the bodies of the animals and he killed the animals. And it's when the animals were dead, killed, they are now offered as a sacrifice. But he says, no, here is New Testament. Here is the new dispensation. You bring your body. And it says in the plural, which means not just me, not just you, for us all, that we come and we present. And that's a word of action. You have to do something. If you came to the crusade and you're just there, our great ministers singing, they're singing, you just sit there, you receive, you do nothing. And the testimonies, those who are testifying, they're testifying to the greatness of God. Yes, you appreciate, but you sit back, you do nothing. And the preaching comes on. I like that. I like the Bible quotation. I like the interpretation. I like the application. But you do nothing. You don't come to present anything before the Lord. You've lost the whole purpose. It says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know what? If you come to the presence of God and you don't present that living sacrifice, whatever you do is an unreasonable service, unacceptable service, unappreciated service. It is when you hear the word, then you say, he's pleading with me that I need to present, I need to give, I need to offer my totality as a present unto him. That is what makes our GCK, our attending, our singing, our worshiping, our preaching, our praying acceptable unto him. Look at verse 2. In verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world. That's how he wants us to respond to the word of God. Be not conformed. It calls me to self-examination. It calls you to self-examination. I'm living in the world. You're living in the world. Am I like the chameleon that lives in the world and I take on the colors of the world around me? It says, no, don't be a chameleon and have a change, have a transformation. In fact, isn't that why we are here? To have total transformation. If you still remain a chameleon and you take the colors of the world around you, upon you, there's no transformation. It says, if we understand that the GCK is specially tailored for you and for me here in Utah is to give us total transformation, then when I'm in Rome, I don't do as the Romans do. And when I'm in Corinth, I don't do as the filthy Corinthians do. He says that I should not be conformed, and you should not be conformed to this world. But be ye, here is the word, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of the mind. The mind that produces the thought. And the thought that produces the action. It's the accumulation of the actions that produce the habit. It's the habit that determines the character. The character that determines your destiny. And it says there'll be a renewal. There'll be a change of the mind. That is the transformation. He doesn't want us to just think and enjoy and just come here and enjoy the meeting. Yes, I understand. The meeting is enjoyable. You listen to all these wonderfully prepared and trained singers. We enjoy. But it wants us to go beyond enjoying. Renew the mind, that the old mind is gone. A new mind comes up, and it says that ye may prove what is that good. You'll never prove the good things of God and the good gifts of God without this transformation. Then it says an acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man, everyone, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, we all come for the same purpose, transformation, great transformation, gracious transformation, glorious transformation, to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. When we come, and then we'll say, well, it's good to have a GCK in our city. I come to support. I come to just appreciate. I don't need anything. I'm already completely all right. I'm a preacher. Even myself, if I come to the crusade, I'm just here to preach. There's no change. There's no transformation. Everything is transformed already. I'll be having a wrong approach. And any preacher, any minister, we're already preachers and ministers. We just came, and we came to render our support. And we become like onlookers. We think too much highly of ourselves that we ought to. Here comes the church goer. Preacher, I had your name and I appreciate. I've been hearing, you know, this pastor like this, like that. And I've come so that I will, you know, just celebrate with you. Nothing else. You think too much highly of yourself. Everyone, to every man, every woman, every person that comes, not to think too highly, more highly than he ought to think of himself, but to think soberly. How do I think soberly? There is something Calvary still provides that I need. That's why I came tonight. There is something Christ on the cross still provides I need to have. That's why I came tonight. If you are a sinner, praise the Lord, he provides salvation for you. You are saved tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Utter amen. Now don't forget. Amen. you are sick tonight, healing for you in Jesus' name. Now, I am saved, I am healthy, and so I think too highly of myself. I don't need anything from Calvary anymore. Yes, you do. I am a real child of God. Calvary has paid it all, but I don't need anything from Calvary again. You think too much highly of yourself. Preacher, talk to the sinners. Don't talk to me. I'm born again. You think too much highly of yourself. But he tells us we all came so we can have total, complete, wholesome, complete transformation. And then it says, according as he, as God, has dealt with every man the measure of faith. We came so that your measure of faith will increase. Your level of faith will increase. And the grace of God in your life will increase in Jesus' name. As I look at those three verses, what are we talking about? What we're talking about? The favored partakers of the gracious transformation. You'll be a partaker. Yeah. I will be a partaker. Yeah. Say that aloud. Yeah. The favored partakers of the gracious transformation. Look at three things. Number one, the temptations of our bodies in the world. Number two is the transformation of believers by the word. Number three, the triumph of breakthrough into his wonders. Wonders for you tonight. Miracles for you tonight. The power of the Almighty upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. Number one, as you look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, take the body away from the umbrella and from the perversion of the world. Take it away and come and say, the body belongs to the Lord. Because you see, our bodies in the world have temptations. The brain, part of the body in the world, has temptation. The mind has temptation. The hand has temptation. The feet, where we go, where we desire to be, has temptation. The day has its temptation. The night has its temptation. And so we look at the word of God and it says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. And if my hand yields to the temptation of the body in the world, that hand becomes deadened by the sin I commit with the hand. If my feet would yield to the temptations of the body in the world, because you see, the world is full of temptation. They don't call it temptation, they call it attraction. It attracts people, and those attractions are not of God. Fleshly attraction, that's the way they call it. And the attractions to the eye, and the attractions to the mind, and the attraction to your senses, all those things, they're pulled, they lure people. And if you yield the body to that, becomes dead to God. And it says, now, you take yourself away from all those dirty attractions of the world, temptations for our body in the world, and you bring yourself to the Lord. That makes you have a decision. And that's why I'm sure you've heard before, I have decided to follow Jesus. Not that we have decided. I can't decide for another person. You can't decide for another person. It's you that will decide. You know where you live. You know the attractions of the world. You know the distractions of the world. You know all those things you are lured to in the world. You don't live in the church every day of the week. You don't live in the church every moment of the day. You don't live surrounded by angels of light everywhere, every time. No, we're in the world. And because we're in the world, all those things we see, all the things we hear, all the people that touch us, all the people that attract us, they bring their own views as to, why don't you live this way? Why don't you live that way? And they become temptations for us in the world. And these temptations, they drag us to transgression. And when you transgress like that, then it becomes a dead body. Dead to God. Deaf to God. Dumb. That we cannot hear the call of God anymore. And to present our bodies a living sacrifice, I have to remove my hand from that thing. They call it repentance. I have to remove my feet from that, going that path. That's called repentance. I have to remove my mind, my brain, my intention. I have to remove everything from what is wrong, sinful, defiling in the world. That is the repentance that God requires. And I say, Lord, I come. I, whatever others do, I, whatever others think, I. Other people may feel they're all right, they're sufficient, but I have decided to follow Jesus. And I say, by grace, I say, by divine help, no turning back, no turning back. I say, the world behind me. Because if I put the world before me all the time, and I'm looking and gazing, they'll attract me back to the world. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Christ is preparing another kingdom, and I decide to follow on. It takes your personal decision. No turning back, no turning back. Though friends forsake me, my friends may still want to remain in those dirty, defiling, atrocious things in the world. And when you decide, you are deciding tonight. I said you are deciding tonight. When you decide, you are following Jesus. Your friends who had been your friends, we were friends because we thought the same way. We lived the same way. We drank the same brand. We ate the same sacrifice. And we followed the same idol in the world. But now you decide to follow the Lord. And your friends may not like that. And though friends forsake me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. They might even make jest of you. They might ridicule you. You follow that? So, no more of this, no more of this, no more of that. How about your body? Can we still inscribe anything in your body? No, my body is now the temple of God, because I have presented my whole body with my mind, my heart, my spirit. I presented to God a living sacrifice, and I didn't tie any rope on that sacrifice, that when I like, I pull the rope and I offer it to another God. No, I totally, completely offered that to God, a living sacrifice. No turning back, no turning back. Tonight, as you take that decision, the Lord bless your decision in Jesus' name. Amen. Now think about it. Who am I that the God of heaven should plead with me, beseech me? Who am I that Jesus already died on the cross? He's done everything he could have said. If you like, take it. If you like, leave it. But he didn't say that. He says, I beseech you, I plead, I beg. It says, ye adulterers and adulteresses. What? How can you look at, you know, people face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and point at them, ye adulterers, ye adulteresses? You know, when the Spirit of God speaks, it's not the man preaching, it's not the preacher talking. It says, the Holy Ghost in you will say, or give you to say, what to say ordinarily. You know, we respect people, we love people, and if you know some of us who preach, we are not that, you know, bold to talk to people face to face directly. But when the Holy Ghost decides, this is what he says, and we are just his mouthpiece, we're just his microphone, and it says, ye adulterers. That's not me, I couldn't have said that. Ye adulteresses, that couldn't be me. If you knew me shy, I couldn't have said that. But here is the Holy Ghost talking to you. He said, you didn't know, yet you ought to know. Know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Oh, so that's the fact. That's it. And what have we come for? We've come to transform enemies to become friends. It says you didn't know you were an enemy of God, and the evangelist is sent to you so that there will be a transformation, transforming the enemy of God to a friend of God. Now, if the ambassador of Christ, who is supposed to go to people, reconcile them to God, and their adulterers and adulteresses, and instead of showing them. Adultery makes you an enemy of God. Fornication makes you an enemy of God. He decides he will respect them, love them, join them, patch them, pat them on the back. He has forgotten. He's an ambassador. It's to convince the sinner that sin makes you an enemy of God. And if you pat people at the back, if you make them rejoice in their sin, they're going to church and say, that's enough. They have a Bible to read, you say, that's enough. And they're happy, you say, yes, remain happy. And from that happiness at the crusade, they go back to their nightclub. If you do that, you're not an ambassador, you're not an evangelist, and you're not standing for God to turn, to transform, to change an enemy unto a friend. If we came here and we don't talk about repentance, we don't talk about turning from your sin that makes you an enemy of God and changing to become a friend of God, and there'll be no crusade that we call total transformation. That's not transformation. It's just like, you know, we come to encourage the people, we come to dance together, we come to rejoice together, and we come to say, you are good people, aren't you? Remain the way you are. You're telling them to remain enemies of God. Sinners are enemies of God. Fornicators, whatever their name, whatever their position in society, adulterers, whatever their wealth, adulteresses, whatever their situation in life, and whatever kind of honor the world may give them, adulterers, adulteresses are enemies of God. Friends of the world are enemies of God. We came so that you will come to that realization. And when you come to that realization, the Spirit of God, already pleading with you, will make you to turn, and you turn to God even tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen is good. Say that again. Amen. And so he says, don't you know, the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore, what does whosoever mean? It means preacher. It means evangelist. It means church leader. It means priest. It means minister. It means members of a good church. It means the people that do not even go to church. It means anyone, everyone, whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world. Is the enemy of God. That's the scripture. And why we came is so that we can have transformation. Entertainment does not bring transformation. Leaving people in their sin to remain ignorant will not bring transformation. Glossing over the sins of the people, not calling it sin, but calling it fault. Oh, that's just my fault. Everybody else is but, that the but in my life, if we allow that, nobody will turn to God. But he tells us, whosoever, and it's for me to examine my life, to examine my heart. You know, you can't go with me everywhere. You don't know what's in my heart. I'm to examine my heart. Am I an enemy of God? Do I love the world? Do I smoke what the world is smoking? Do I drink what the world is drinking? Yes, I preach. Yes, I go to church. Yes, I read the Bible. Do I follow after women like, you know, the people of the world are following after women? Do I have one wife in the public, but two wives really in the private? I'm the one to examine myself. Do I have one that I've divorced and then I bring in another one? The way of the world, anyone, everyone that will follow the way of the world, it says they are the enemy of God. And I came here to you to turn you from being an enemy of God to being a friend of God. Yeah. You will be a friend of God in Jesus' name. Yeah. That is for us to understand. These are the temptations of the body, but I take that body out of the hand and the clutches of the world, and I bring it to God. Your body, your mind, your brain, every part of you, you are turning to God today in Jesus' name. And that decision you take, nobody will make you reverse that decision in your life in Jesus' name. Come to number two. Number two, we're looking at the transformation of believers by the world. The transformation, the change that comes as we hear the word and I say, I believe the word, please. Don't just say, I believe myself. I'm a good man. You believe yourself, you'll be disappointed on the final day. When you hear the gospel, you believe the gospel, you're not believing yourself. I'm a good man. Who says that? My neighbors say I am good. Don't believe your neighbors. Believe the word of God. It is our faith. Not faith in myself. I'm already where I am. Not faith in what my neighbors say. They say I'm a good man. No, I come to believe the word. And as you believe the word, there'll be a transformation in your life in Jesus' name. Heaven will recognize that faith you have in the Lord. There'll be a mighty change. In Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world. Please understand, that is not an opinion. That is a command. You want to follow after God? You want to be in heaven when you die? You want religion to turn to righteousness? That's the great transformation, that you are not just religious, but you have righteousness. And he gives us the command. It says, be not conformed to this world. By the way, this is not deeper life. This had been written before. Deeper life ever saw the light of day. When did deeper life start? 1973, the Bible had been reaching. This word had been reaching before 1900, before 1800, before even 100 AD. It had been reaching. So this is not so-and-so's doctrine. This is God's word. And because God loves you, he brings his word to you. I said he loves you. I said he loves you. Say, he loves me. He knew you were conformed to the world. That's why I brought it to you. If you were not conformed to the world, there'll be no point telling you, be not conformed to the world. Why? Because when you are conformed to the world and you think like the world, you act like the world, and you hate like the world, and you have animosity like the world, and you have tradition without the truth like the world, then you'll not be a friend of God. But by the grace of God tonight, you'll become a friend of God. Like Abraham, Abraham became a friend of God. And God said, can I do anything and I will not tell my friend Abraham? Friend of God. The Lord transform all of us tonight in Jesus' name. And be not conformed to the world, to this world. But be ye transformed. It is when we realize conformity to the world, thinking like the world, acting like the world, dressing like the world. The world has its way of dressing. When they are going to the nightclub, they have their way of dressing. The world has its way of dressing when they are going for a football match. And it says, be not conformed. When we dress and we're going to church as if we're going to the nightclub, we're conformed to the world. And it's saying, he doesn't appreciate, he doesn't love that. He wants a change. And he wants us to decide, if I'm going to worship the Lord, let me worship the Lord. I'm not going to church because I want people to worship me, to worship my anatomy, to worship my appearance. I don't want to distract anybody's gaze. Look. From God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and it's me they concentrate on, and it's shining here and there, and they cannot concentrate on the service, but they have to concentrate on you. No. Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. I pray as God talks to you in love, you respond with love in Jesus' name. John chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 14. I have given them thy word. That's what Jesus came to give us. Because it is that word that produces faith in us. It is that word that produces confidence, trust in us. It is that word that brings the blessings of God and the benefits of the Lord into our lives, the word. And that's what, why we're giving you the word. The transformation comes by the word. And it says, I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them. Think about that. The world has hated them. Why? Because much of the world doesn't want transformation. They want to be as they are. They don't want repentance. They want to remain in their defilement, in their filthiness. And if anyone, like any of these 12 apostles of Christ, will bring the word to them, they'll hate the word and hate that proclaimer of the word. But thank God, you are not like that. I am not like that. You know, when the word of grace, the word of the gospel came to me many years ago in this same Ogun State, you know, I was born again in Ogun State. Praise the Lord. I was educated in Ogun State. All the English I know, I was taught in Ogun State. Was sent to university by Ogun State. Every good thing I have, I got through Christ in Ogun State here. And since that time, the Lord, with all the grace I got here, with all the salvation I got here in Ogun State, the Lord has sent me to go tell the rest of the world what I got. And I come back to Ogun State and I'm telling you, this is what I got, this is what you are going to have. And your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I was telling you, when I heard the word here in Ogun State, I didn't hate the one that told me the word that brought conviction upon my life and drove me to my knees so that I could be saved. But Jesus said, I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them. You will not hate the gospel. You will not hate the gospeler. You will not hate the preacher, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus said he was not of the world, and the disciples also, they so came out clean from the things of the world. They didn't belong to the world, just like Jesus. That's how you are coming out tonight. That all those things of the world that messed up your life, all those things of the world that smeared your life, all those things of the world that defiled your life, the Lord will wash you clean. And a new life will come to you in Jesus' name. Look at verse 15. Verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Why not? We need them to preach the word to the world after they are saved. That's why he didn't take us out of the world after we were saved. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. There's evil in the world. And when we're saved, the grace of God keeps us from the evil in the world. Verse 17, verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. May the Lord do that for you tonight in Jesus' name. We come to point number three. Point number three, we have the triumph of breakthrough into wonders. Triumph. What do you have tonight?
Triumph.
Wonders. What do you have tonight?
Triumph.
Healing. What do you have tonight?
Triumph.
Deliverance. What do you have tonight?
Triumph.
Dominion. What do you have tonight?
Triumph.
The wonders of deliverance. The wonders of dominion, the wonders of the triumph of the word of Christ in your life. You'll be triumphant in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, you cannot be a conqueror and the conquered at the same time. You are either conquered by the world and that's finished, or you are a conqueror over the world. The world cannot be conquering you with sin, with satanic evil, and then you are conquering that world of Satan at the same time. No. The Lord tonight will crush all the powers of the world away from your life. The Lord tonight will conquer for you everything the world has put upon your life in Jesus' name. Because now he brings you to the triumph of breakthrough into the wonders of Calvary. Look at Acts chapter 5. I read from verse 12. Acts 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles, remember, those were the people not of the world, as Christ was not of the world. Because, you know, it being an apostle, I need to tell you, it's not a title, just title. An apostle, but is still conquered by the adultery of the world, by the adulteresses of the world. They wouldn't be able to do the wonders. The one that is still chewing the tobacco in the secret, still drinking the rum or whatever in the secret, in the private, but answering the title of an apostle. No, it doesn't work like that. These apostles were the people. They had been converted. They had been born again. A new life had come to them. And Jesus said, I gave them the word. They received the word. And they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. These were the people then that were, there were signs and wonders. And they wrought among the people. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, it says, and believers were the more added to the Lord. Believers were the more added to the Lord. Now, if somebody is an apostle, but they know him that is in a secret cult, and all the members of those secret cult, they know him when they're in the meeting, and now he comes out, he's also a preacher. He's a preacher in the crusade, but in the private, he's a member of a secret cult. All the people he can bring will be the people that have the same evil spirit. Oh, they say, you are part of us, we are part of you. They join him, but the apostles were not. They didn't belong to any occult society. And these were the people. And God used them. God will use you. Yeah. He uses you when you come out. You come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And then the believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. Look at verse 15. Verse 15 says, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by overshadow some of them. Verse 16. In verse 16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed, everyone. And they were healed, everyone. And they were healed, everyone. I pray that this healing, miracles, signs, and wonders will be in all our churches in Jesus' name. When I say all our churches, I'm not talking of the church I belong to. I mean all our churches. All the churches that belong to God. When we who are ministers and who are preachers, when we're like those apostles, we ourselves, we have come out of the world. We come clean, we're washed, we're cleansed, and we're preserved from all the evil of the world. In the private, in the public, we live clean. And the devil, the prince of this world, cometh and has nothing in me, in you. When that happens, the power of God will cause unprecedented breakthrough in your local church, whatever the name of the church, in Jesus' name. And for us, or young people, and you come to the Lord today, and you come completely clean. Nothing of this world remains. You say, I repent, I turn, and I present now my body completely unto the Lord. All those things I used to do, I do them no more. A good amen.
Amen.
I do them no more.
Amen.
Say that, I do them no more.
Amen.
The places I used to go, I go there no more.
Amen.
The things I used to drink, I drink that no more. And the things I used to wear, I wear them no more. When you totally give yourself, offer, present yourself unto Christ, He will save you, He will forgive you, He will refresh your life, He will brighten your life. You'll never be the same again in Jesus' name. They were healed, everyone. How many people are going to be healed today? I mean, over there. Are you going to be healed? How do you know that? Everyone. Shout, everyone. Say, everyone. Mark chapter 16. And I'm reading here from verse 15. And he said unto them, Judas was not there. He said unto them, the one who loved money more than Christ was not there when he was telling them this. If you're going to have this, you must love Christ above 30 pieces of silver. You must love Christ above Delilah. You must love Christ above all those adulterers and adulteresses in the world. And now you have come to Christ completely, and you totally, unreservedly belong to the Lord. That's why now he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Look at verse 16. It says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. As you believe tonight, your salvation is guaranteed in Jesus' name. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Look at verse 17. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe tonight that he will heal you? Do you believe tonight he will deliver you? Do you believe tonight he will set you free? These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Every devil, tormenting devil, be cast out of your life in Jesus' name. They shall speak with new tongues. Old abusive language gone. Old dirty corrupt language gone. Your language becomes new, because out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. When your heart becomes new, the language shall become new. In verse 18, it says, and they shall take up serpents. The serpents will not ruin your life anymore. And if they drink any deadly thing accidentally, it shall not hurt them. From tonight, the wonder of preservation comes to you. Nothing will kill you before your time. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
Recover.
Amen.
Where is that? Recover.
Amen.
Who is that? Recover.
Amen.
You recover tonight in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Your time of the blessing of Calvary has now come. Salvation, forgiveness, being cleansed and washed from all the adultery, fornication, and defilement of the world. That cleansing time has now come. The washing has now come. The time when you make up your mind, I have decided to leave all those sins of the world and to come to Christ, that time has come for you. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will not reject you. He will not cast you away. Come just as you are. But you will not remain as you are in Jesus' name. You have heard the gospel, the good news, that Jesus died to save you and save you from the evil, from the sinfulness of the world. And as you give your life to the Lord now, that assurance of salvation and cleansing and washing will come unto you. Heads bowed, eyes closed, you are giving yourself to the Lord unreservedly, completely, totally, so that all the things of the world you've been doing that are sinful in the sight of the Lord will forgive you, set you free, and cleanse you. You raise up your hand. God bless you there. You accept the word of God. You believe the word of God. You say, Lord, here am I come. Here am I come. You stand up. If you are raising up your hand, you are truly, sincerely giving yourself to the Lord, coming out of those things that make you an enemy of God. So that there's a transformation. You become a friend of God, saved. You have changed from being a sinner to becoming a saved soul. He's waiting for you. Raise up that hand and then stand up and say, Lord, I come. I leave all those evil things behind, all those bad things. I leave them behind. Adultery, no more. Fornication, no more. Harlotry, no more. Dressing like a harlot to get people into evil, no more. Drinking, help me, Lord, no more. Idol worship, help me, Lord, no more. And rejoicing in evil, help me, Lord, no more. As you raise up your hand and you stand up, and you sincerely commit yourself to the Lord, and you present your body a living sacrifice unto the Lord, the Lord will forgive you and set you free and save you, and the grace of God will come into your life. You will not be the same anymore. As you are standing up, we're going to pray together, and the promise of God is that He will forgive. And ye shall know the truth. You've heard the truth. You believe that truth. The truth will set you free. Are we ready for prayer? I said, are we ready for prayer? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the clarity of your word. Lord, we thank you because what you want in our life is transformation. That we don't remain sinners, loving sin, doing evil. You want transformation, and you're able to transform our lives, but you require of us, and you beseeched us, you pleaded with us, that we'll present ourselves to you. Lord, all these who have raised up their hands, and all these who are standing here, online, everywhere, we have intelligently processed your word in our hearts, and we come to you, and we're not going back to those works of the flesh, to the filthiness anymore. We pray according to your promise, forgive all these people in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Cleanse everyone from all their sins and all the defilement of the past in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let Calvary, Christ on the cross, avail for everyone. That the blood of Jesus will blot out every evil thing you've done from the presence of God, and cleanse you and wash you and make you completely holy his own. Guilt gone, condemnation gone, a new life, a renewed mind come to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. I pray that your grace will be abundant in every one of their lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. Now a different utter amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. God loves you. And he has received you, has answered your prayer. Our counselors are there. They want to take on your details so that we'll see how to help you further and remain and abide in the grace of God. We call on the appointed minister tonight to lead us in this counseling time.
Congratulations to every one of us who have just given their life to the Lord Jesus. Our counselors are there with you. Please, just give out the necessary information in the slip given to you. And all you counselors, please make sure that you are scattered everywhere where they are. Recognize them. Please give detailed information. This is to help us, to help you. Very soon, our Father and the Lord will be coming back to pray for whatever miracles. But before then, let's please fill the various form, the form given to you. Cooperate with the people standing by you. Our counselors, give them all the necessary help. And while we are doing that, we want to inform those of us who have given their life, watching online, and you have given your life to Christ after the message of the pastor tonight. There is a link, gckhq.com, so connect below your prayer, please. For those of us who are online watching, visit it and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, for those of us who are listening via the radio or television, and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to, take note of this number, +234 915 444-9263. I repeat again. +234-915-444-9263. I also want to announce to those of us who have just given their life to the Lord Jesus that there will be a special meeting, that is lunch hour with Jesus, for all of us who have just surrendered their life. The meeting is tomorrow by 3 p.m. and the venue is the White House, just at the back of the camp there. At our right hand side, we also want to make note to all of us who are just giving our life to the Lord Jesus that there will be a special believers' banquet for all of us who are just giving their life to the Lord Jesus during this crusade on Sunday. That is this Sunday, in all our churches globally, not only in Ottawa here, all over the various regions in the country and in all over the globe where this crusade is holding. And for those of us in other locations, our own believers' banquet on Sunday is at Deeper Life Bible Church, Ilo Awela, Otta. That is our headquarters church, by 3:30 p.m. Please take note of all this information. And if you are here, by the grace of God, you have whatever problem, be patient. Our Father in the Lord will soon come up and be sure. Notable miracles tonight. Our counselors, please let us know if you have finished your assignment. Once again, we congratulate every one of us who have just surrendered our life to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. This is just the beginning of miracles. Counselors, give your best today. And please cooperate with them so that we'll be able to give you the best through the information given to us. Counselors, please, if you are finishing your, let us know by raising up the flags so that we will know our assignment has been completed. Once again, give your best to the young converts. And young converts, give us all the detailed information so that we will be able to help you. Let's do that on time. Want to plead with every one of you. Our Father in the Lord is still coming up. You must wait to get your miracle. Be patient. Counselors, we are still waiting for you. If you are finished, wherever you are, as counselors, and you are sure you are not in a hurry, well, can you raise up your flags? Be patient to get all the necessary information. Many of our counselors are already returning. Please, if you are finished, far at the back, let us know by raising all the flags. Okay, I've seen one at the back. Thank you, God bless you. At my right hand side, we're still waiting for you. Please be patient, but if you are finished, you can raise up the flag. By my right hand side, if your assignment has been completed, you can raise up your flag. Let's be patient. We don't need to rush up. Make sure that all the necessary details are collected. At my right hand side, can you please signify if your assignment is completed by raising out the flags? Do that. You are not in a hurry, but make sure that every necessary information are collected. Once again, by my right hand side, because I'm no more seeing the counselors there. Can you please raise up your... Okay. While we are still collecting the information, I want to make this important, or give this important information out, that the banquet date is September 6th. For all the Deeper Life Global Wide, September 6th, 2023, both here in Otta and in other locations global wide. Please let's take note of that. All the new converts, the banquet, Believer's Banquet is holding on Sunday, 6th of this month of September, September 6th, at Deeper Life Bible Church here in Otta, at the Headquarters Church, and all over the various locations in the globe where this retreat is taking place. Let's please take note of that. September 6th, Sunday, September 6th, 2026. We're still waiting for our counselors. Yes, I want to see the signal. At my right hand side, if we have completed our assignment, please raise up your flat, to signal to us. My left hand side, let's be patient. Thank you, we have seen it. That's at my right hand side. Thank you. Left hand side. Thank you, I've seen that at the center, but I'm still waiting. Far back at the left, left hand side. That's the only place I'm waiting to see now. At the back, left hand side, okay, thank you. We are ready. Our Father in the Lord is already on the way.
Praise the Lord. I'm sure you know that your healing is here already. The word of God says they were healed, everyone. 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 The blind, the lame, the deaf, the dumb, the cancer patient, everyone. Where are you? You raise up one hand, you lay the other hand where you have the challenge and expect Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is here for you.
Amen.
We're praying now, after the final amen, you've got it.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
amen.
We thank you, we celebrate and honor the name of Jesus. Because at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.
Amen.
Everything on earth, under the earth, and in heaven will respond in submission to that name of Jesus. We come tonight on the basis of the authority of that name. Power in that name. And we're asking, Lord, according to your word, bring healing to everyone in Jesus' name. Deliverance to everyone in Jesus' name. Let the power of sickness be broken away from every life. Those who have mental problems, I command that evil spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Any swelling in your body, head, throat, an ear, leg, and peach, anywhere, that swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Pain anywhere in your body, long-standing pain, or maybe recently it came, I command the pain and the disease of the pain, come out in Jesus' name. The weakness in your body, I pray it will turn to strength. Those who are lame, I pray the power of God will touch your joints, touch your limbs, touch your waist. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, I pray the power in the name of Jesus, in the Holy Ghost as well, will touch you right now.
Amen.
Your ears open.
Amen.
Your vocal cords loosed.
Amen.
That you speak and hear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those who are blind or you have dim eyesight, I pray the Lord touch you right now.
Amen.
Open your eyes and see clearly.
Amen.
Cancer, I command you, cancer there, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Any other disease in your body, I pray at the mention of the name of Jesus, will vanish away. Lord, everywhere for everyone. Everyone, everywhere. To the right, to the left, at the back, in the front, in the middle. Here at the Alpha location and online. I pray you release your power upon everyone. Healing. Deliverance. Dominion. Freedom. Perfect health. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. I got it. You have got it. Check up yourself and you come out here. We'll hand over to our appointed minister to handle this situation.